Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. For 4 years, award-winning Ukrainian photographer Mila Teshayeva has documented the Central Asian countries of Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan. All three are former Soviet republics, and they all border the Caspian Sea, and they all have huge oil and natural gas reserves. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the battle for control of those reserves, along with each country's search for a national identity, has caused far-reaching and not always good changes.
Teshayeva's images are explorations of place and the now absent people who made the places what they are today, and of the people who live there now and have to figure out what to do next. From large landscapes showing abandoned oil rigs to intimate portraits of families making a home in unlikely and unwelcoming buildings, her photographs are beautiful, sad, and hopeful. I met with Teshayeva in the gallery at the Hagerty Museum, where her exhibition Promising Waters is open through the end of May, and she told me why she was drawn to document these places.
It was a very strong feeling of watching the new society coming to the terms with itself. And it was a very strong feeling to see how the states rich with getting rich with oil and how they construct the society. So it was quite unique for me to watch the process of construction, like physical construction of new national identity. I never realized this process before, and it was strange, it was caring, and it was taking me.
I like what you were saying about watching these people reinvent themselves and
yes,
physically creating a new society, because for so many years that society had been crushed. But this, it feels like what you're documenting here is something that isn't organic. It's because of the oil that they had to rethink who they were.
I think it's because for too many years the society have been living under pressure of being something, being part of huge empire, and this empire had particular ideology, and for so many years these people been believing in particular in the values. And then suddenly these values appeared to be a piece of trash. And I think the normal ways societies are constructed is a little bit slow. Yeah, so it's going through centuries. It's going through multiple layers of history and understanding. And here I see it's coming very fast. It's pushing. It's like...